The state and the county are in line with our guidance for Halloween this year. With these few tips that we're going to give you, you can still go out and have a wonderful, fun, but safe Halloween, and safe for yourself, but safe for also those people that are opening the doors and depositing candy into our kids' buckets. So some of the tips that we're saying is that the parents really should go with the kids. I know there's that age where kids want to run off and do it on their own for the first time, but really this year we're asking parents to trick-or-treat with your kids and go with small groups, that you're all wearing masks. The kids, just as in Colorado, we incorporate usually a warmer layer of coat or something into our Halloween costumes. You got to incorporate that mask and not just the plastic, you know, Ninja Turtle or whatever. Ninja Turtle. No, I don't think anybody dresses as a Ninja Turtle anymore, but whatever character might have a mask, it's got to be an actual COVID protective mask. So just like they're already used to wearing at school, they've got to incorporate that one.
So if you're dressed up as a Ninja Turtle with your Ninja Turtle mask, then you got to be a Ninja Turtle with a COVID mask.
And maybe underneath it, right? We also really want to make sure that we're not congregating at doorways. You know, when we're going up and down and in and out of people's houses, just really making sure that we just give that moment, give that space. So just making sure that we're not getting too close to others. I think a big thing for a lot of our older, you know, like adults and teenage populations is just having indoor parties. Halloween parties are a lot of fun, but this year is not the year. And in fact, we do have a state law now that we can only have 10 people from two households max in a personal private gathering. So that would really mean that if you were to have a Halloween party, you get one other family. You know, that's what you're going to do. Indoor gatherings just present a lot more COVID spread. The reason for this new law is because that is how our recent COVID cases are spreading in the county and statewide. And we are seeing our highest number of cases. We're calling this our third wave of cases. But right now we have COVID-19 hospitalizations on track to be the highest that they've been since May. And then this is something that I had not considered before I read it from the Children's Hospital of Denver. But they are actually encouraging us to have a hands-off period for kids' candy. So COVID can live on surfaces. And so they're saying to wait about 48 hours if your kids can, and they have a tip for how to do that. But letting that candy just sit. So in our family, what we were planning on doing is just taking all the candy from the bucket and just kind of laying it out in our garage or another space, and just letting it sit for a couple of days. And that gives the chance for the virus to die off, because you've got a lot of different households. All the candy is getting mixed in one big bucket, and potentially it could be a way to spread. So what we're doing is we're keeping a stash of candy that our kids can just dive into right away, because we know that's a really hard, it's very hard even for
yeah.
me, just the urge. So we've got some candy ready to go so they can eat that. And I'm like, you get your candy 2 days later and then you can have all you want. So that's one idea that Children's Hospital came up with.
All right, Carrie Godis of Garfield County Public Health, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Amy.